Matthew 7:15-20. A tree and its fruit. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? Every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. Judgment, as we saw earlier, is fallen discernment. And here Jesus tells his disciples how they can judge rightly, how they can be sure they're following prophetic leaders he's appointed and sent. By using the analogy of a tree and its fruit, he spells out the surefire way of testing such leaders. Fruit. You'll know them all right, he says. And then he goes on to say grapes and thorn bushes, figs and thistles. Clear enough. You will be able to see if they are ordained, appointed, anointed and sent by him, or if they are building an empire for themselves and using you to do it. He was talking to the scribes and Pharisees of his day. No wonder they sought to kill him. But they haven't died out, the Pharisees, that is. We're all Pharisees being healed. He's speaking practically again and saying, you'll know when someone's a false prophet. They operate in the gift, but they don't know me intimately. They're not walking or working with me. It is possible for the gift to keep flowing, because when God gives something, he doesn't take it back again. These people can certainly prophesy and drive out demons. Signs there are aplenty, but fruit, that's another issue. The question arises then, does this mean that if a true prophet gets it wrong once in a while, he or she is necessarily false? No, he says, it's when they come looking like a sheep and shortly turn into a wolf. You'll know. And there is a litmus test you can apply. 1. A false prophet will never admit they are wrong. 2. They will tell you what you want to hear, not what God is saying. 3. They will not be seeking your highest good, but their own agenda. On the other hand, a true prophet will be quick to confess his or her fallibility and readily admit it when they get things wrong. They won't be empire building, but building the people of God. And they will have a greater vision for your life than you have, because they seek God's best for you. Humility is the mark of a true prophet of God. He or she no longer needs to be first, best and right, because they stand before an audience of one. 1 Kings 17:1. Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word. A true prophet stands before God and is answerable to him and him alone. Before him he stands or falls. So, he says, you can tell them by their fruit. Thorn bushes don't carry grapes. And you have all the equipment you need to rightly discern. Phew, that's a relief.